Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, Funk Flex. Okay? You know how we do. Jeremy's still in the buildings hanging out with me. We're getting it cracking. We're talking about it. We're talking about a lot of off-mic. Common just stepped in the building. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on, Flex? It's an honor to be here, point blank.
How long have I known you, man?
At least 12 years, I think, man. Long time, put it that way.
It's been in relativity.
Yes, sir, relativity.
I've seen, you know, Jeremy, I've seen him in the relativity situation. He got out of that, though.
Yeah.
Was that, where's the label you went to after that? You've been on a
I went to MCA. MCA turned to Geffen.
Okay. Yeah. Now you've been in the right place for some time.
Yeah, I'm in a good place. And see, it's good. Now I'm on Good Music Geffen, which is Kanye's label, but it's distributed.
Beautiful. You know, Common, man, to see you successful is, I smile anytime I see you on TV, anytime I see you doing something, because I just know how hard you work for it. And sometimes, man, I remember years ago, man, like you said, good 12, or I think it's longer than that. but I remember sometimes just us talking about this label and the music and the business and where it's going, and you've always been there and sold records. You never traded in, man, what you believed in.
Yeah.
Which is real important in this game, man.
Man, I'm grateful to be here, man. I'm still like sticking to what I believe in. And honestly, that's why I think all three of us can sit here and say we've been doing it for this long. We follow what we believe in, you know?
And keep going till it pops.
Till it pops, baby.
Keep going till the wheels fall off.
Right on.
I think people also recognize authenticity, especially now more than ever. They've kind of had it with the same stuff that you know, the market's been putting out there, you know?
It's been pretty boring for
a
moment. And it has. And the music business has gotten a little cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Definitely things such as Common and Kanye and, you know,
Legend.
Legend. I mean, and of course, the Jay-Z and the Nas. Like, those things are staying here and moving. Because there ain't a lot of money out there. Shout out to Jim Jones, man, moving a lot of records on an independent.
Yes, sir.
I have not seen that in a while. So tell me more about the movie. Now, the title?
Yeah, Smoking Aces, man.
Smoking Aces, and it happens. Goes in theaters Friday,
January 26th, man. And it's starring his brother Jeremy Piven and Ray Liotta, you know, from Goodfellas. And Andy Garcia, Ryan Reynolds, Taraji Henson. It's Alicia Keys' first movie.
Okay.
And my first movie.
Common, I'm watching your money, baby.
Yeah, bro, it's time to get that money, man.
You ain't gonna be able to tell me your pockets are screaming no longer,
no,
baby.
No, sir. I don't want to be able
moving
to tell
units.
You that. Yeah, man, the units. I got the hat line. That's where we just came from, man. I got this hat line coming.
Tell me about the hat line.
It's called Soji, you know, man. It's like these fine-made Italian hats that, you know, they're handmade and they real classy, you know, like paperboy style, you know, the old Apple Jacks. Jeremy rocking one right now. We got to get you one, Flex.
Please.
For real.
It's Hot 97, Funk Flex Common, Jeremy Piven in the building. Jeremy, did you know, I'm going to put Common on a little blast, he went head-to-head with Ice Cube in the 90s.
like
head-to-head. Like,
yeah.
And I remember it. I was like, wow, I hope.
You hope he can do it.
I hope
can make it.
I hope, and we give you the pound. You handle your business.
Thank you, bro.
He handled lyrically. He really handled his business, man. But I mean, you know, that's just some trivia.
See, that's not a surprise to me. Not to take anything away from Cube, but that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, me, I was like at the time, though. Cube was gangster. It was like lyrical monster. Not that anything's changed. It's just, you know, but. What's the movie that Ice Cube
Boys had? In the Hood, he had
it. What's the one he has now with the family and the
Are we there yet?
Yeah, you know.
He's there.
Yeah, when you see that. though, it's hard to think of him as what he was.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite flicks.
Yeah.
You know, for I'm an Ice Cube fan, but sometimes I wonder, how was he able to let go and just say, look, I'm going to let whatever happens, and I don't care, you know, how I look on screen. I mean, It hurt the music a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit, just a little bit.
But you know, I was glad to hear him come with an album, man.
Well, he sold. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you could tell he was doing it from because he wanted to do it, man. You know, that's a good feeling. But one of his guys came to me at the Hip Hop Honors and was like, man, he pulled me to the side just to let you know, man, you really got our brother on that one.
You got him.
I was like, that's right, bro. It's all love.
Yeah, everybody was sleeping, Common. I was sleeping. Yeah, I told you. Yeah. I was sleeping.
Yo.
I was like, I don't know if he's going to be able to. I was like, I don't know if this is.
Yeah, because Cassius was like.
Remember, we saw Cube destroy Dre. He got at all of them on the record.
All them. N.W.A., he got at them, man.
And I was like, wow, man. And you know what? He slept on you.
I'm a warrior, Flex. I'm a peaceful warrior.
There you go.
It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, Jeremy Piven in the building, also Common. The movie, Friday.
Smoking Ace.
Yeah.
I'm running a little light on time, so I gotta run up. I gotta, you know, run in that other room and put on some vinyl. But yeah. Man, congratulations on the movie. You know what I mean? I love the Kanye affiliation. Yes, it's great. You know what I mean?
So look out for the new album too. It's coming in May.
And I told Jeremy I'm in Chicago for the auto show.
Oh yeah.
I'm playing a club that night, so I'm gonna give you everything that's going on. Yeah, and I wanna hook up.
Yeah, we definitely gotta get up.
It's Hot 97. You want the keys to that Cadillac? I got it. You want the money? I got that too. I got tickets to see Angie Martinez and DJ Enough. The dress code is strict. No hats, no sneakers, no jeans, no nonsense. Hot 97.